Konnichiwa, street dogs, watashiwa.
Eric, yes.
Right, so some turbo thoughts. So this first thought is quite simple. The basic gist and notion is regarding what I like to call the anti-meat conspiracy. So I'm starting to think, why is it that everyone's so anti-eating meat nowadays? And my theory is it might be a combination of virtue signaling. It actually might be a combination of, you know, people who, you know, lack criticality. And also maybe the issue with the anti-meat bias is, you know, people who own pets. So if you own a pet, your attitude towards meat eating is gonna probably be biased in the sense of, like, you know, no one likes the thought that, you know, their own puppy or dog or cat or whatever is gonna be eaten for lunch. And so we tend to, the bias now is animal lives are equivalent to human lives. Now, I think this is utter nonsense. Like, you know, even if I had a dog that I totally loved with, whatever, but, you know, even if a stranger had the opportunity to save my, save a stranger's kid's life or my dog's life, dude, I would 100% choose the human life. Now, this is the weird bias. So this is towards a sociological understanding of, you know, animal rights and stuff like that. So first and foremost, we use the terms like, oh, humane. It's like, this is humane, this is inhumane, whatever. But humane means human. Animals are not human. There's something else, right? So certainly you don't want to, like, slaughter animals like for shits and giggles. That's not nice. But I think we shouldn't get suckered into thinking that, you know, a human life is equivalent to an animal life. And this is just basic societal trends. So you notice that, like, you know, you go to SF and stuff like that, you don't see no kids. You see, you know, young couples like yuppies or, you know, millennials or, you know, people a little bit older with dogs and pets instead of children. And I think the reason why we have this shift is because men and women are both entering the workplace. And certainly the good thing about feminism is that, like, you know, it's permitted for women to enter the workforce, to decide to choose their career over, you know, having kids and stuff like that. But then the downside is a lot of people end up having, like, pets instead of kids. And actually, I think it was Kevin Kelly who said this in an interview, I think maybe with Tim Ferriss or something like that. He said something like, perhaps the best thing that we could do actually is, if you're, you know, educated or intelligent or smart, whatever, for us to actually have more children. I think one of his regrets in life was not having more kids, which is interesting. But now we think that, oh, you know, our career, money, you know, got to send our kids to private school. I think this is kind of nonsense. Like, I kind of grew up pretty poor. I was never, like, you know, uber poverty, but, you know, like, low-key poverty. In so far much as, you know, like, my mom filed for bankruptcy twice, my dad gambled away rent money, stuff like that. So my personal attitude towards it is kids will be fine. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, like, kids being uber expensive and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, if you send your kid to fucking ballet lessons and shit, but, you know, for the most part, nah, I think the kids would be all right. So what is we to think about? So then my poetic interpretation then is, you know, I don't know, like, you know, it's so funny, like, so many people want to live forever. I'm like, dude, fucking having a kid is almost like cloning yourself, but much more interesting. You know, people are interesting about AI. How come nobody talks about HI, human intelligence? And anyways, so I think the strange sociological bias right now is this bias towards pet ownership or child ownership, not child ownership, but having kids. And, you know, certainly there's lots of nuance in between. So there are families who have kids and pets. Seems like a good idea because, you know, it's true. It's like, you know, kids grow up with animals. I think the kids actually have stronger immune systems because, you know, dogs are dirty or pets are dirty, whatever. But actually small doses of that kind of dirtiness is kind of like pre-probiotics for kids. So, you know, obviously, like, I'm not like, you know, it's a free country. Everyone should be able to do whatever they want, have kids, not have kids, whatever. But I think what I'm just interested in is the bias that, like, for some reason, the bias right now, especially amongst millennials, Gen Yers, or even like people a little bit older, is to have children is kind of socially irresponsible because, you know, considering that there's so much pain and suffering in the world, and like, why would you bring a child into today's, like, you know, kind of cruel world and reality? But no, I'm just like, I think reality would be fine. It's my optimistic belief that I don't think Earth death is going to happen. I think humans, you know, will probably be able to live on planet Earth for at least another million years, is my thought. Now, you know, I have zero idea, but, you know, I'm living my life as if Earth death is not going to happen. But anyways, so then when it comes to, like, eating meat, once again, like, if you're a couple, you know, especially highly intelligent people or people who run, you know, the New York Times or people who write in the New Yorker and stuff like that. If you have a lot of young people with positions of power writing or commenting on, you know, pet rights or animal rights, whatever, but they don't have real kids of their own and they only have pets, like, it's kind of insane that there's actually a lot of money being poured into, like, animal longevity over human longevity. I'm like, seems, I mean, once again, that's fine. Like, you know, if you love your pet, your pet has cancer, you want the pet to live forever. But once again, I think the issue is when you only have a pet and you don't have any kids, then it seems like your things are misguided. So typically I don't trust people and their opinions when they're super anti meat eating and they're empty nesters and they have a pet. So I trust my friends who, you know, who have dogs or pets or animals and stuff like that, and they're meat eaters, because once again, meat, like, no one's gonna eat your pet, right? So I think that's the first bias I've kind of uncovered myself. And in terms of the ethics of meat eating, this is totally a different issue. It's like, yeah, it's probably really bad for the environment, but so is Apple, Amazon, you know, think about all the Google server farms and stuff like that. So I don't know the science behind the environmental impact of animals. I assume it's bad, but it just comes down to, like, how bad is it? And is eating meat going to cause Earth death? I don't think it is. So personally, I love to eat industrial meat. I eat, on average, you know, I try to go for like 8 to 12 pounds a day. No, I'm just kidding. I'm currently hitting around like 5 pounds of meat a day, and I only eat the cheap shit. And I go to the most ghetto grocery store as possible. That seems like it's been working pretty good for me. And it's my personal imperative to work out more, to actually eat more meat and whatever. So it seems that the conspiracy against meat is, you know, it's much more profitable to be selling protein powder supplements and stuff like that. And even all the stuff you watch on Netflix is propaganda, more or less, because just look at who's producing the movie, who's funding the movie. Like, even the recent Netflix, the Game Changers one, bankrolled by James Cameron, who apparently owns, you know, a pea vegan protein powder company, and then, you know, his homeboys with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which means Arnold will say anything that James Cameron wants him to say. And huge conflict of interest. So to sum up, you know, just follow the money, just study the societal trends, and maybe understand the sociology of meat and meat eating, and it could give you greater guidance in terms of what you personally decide to do with your food consumption habits.